A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. This past Christmas Eve, I was very blessed because my whole family was able to be here for Christmas Eve Mass. And after Mass, I walked with my family over to the rectory, which is right next door, as you know. And I was walking with my 8th grade niece. And when we got close to the rectory, she looked at me and said, "Uncle Ricky, you've really upgraded the house you live in." And that made me laugh because, let's be honest, we're very blessed to live in this neighborhood, are we not? It's a wonderful neighborhood. The homes are beautiful. It's pretty quiet. And I love to walk in our neighborhood. It's a great place to walk. And, you know, you walk, it's safe. You look at the houses. But there was one thing I wasn't ready for about living in this neighborhood. The famous Pasadena parrots. They drive me crazy. Some mornings, it's like living in the tiki room at Disneyland, is it not? And they particularly love the trees outside of our rectory. The noise doesn't really bother me. It bothers Father Andrew. What really bothers me about the birds, that I love the birds, don't get me wrong, but they like to leave little gifts on our cars, do they not? I've never lived in a neighborhood where my car gets so dirty so quick. It's like you go to wash your car. You can relate, right? If you don't have a garage, you go to wash your car, all of a sudden, 24 hours later, it looks filthy, like you've never even cleaned it. First world problems, right? But in the spiritual life, my friends, we have far greater cleansing that we need to do. And that's what this gospel is about today. Jesus is calling us to awaken our lives this Lent, to awaken and get rid of that which is keeping us from growing in our holiness and growing closer to Jesus. And the temple that Jesus was referring to is himself, but all of us, our bodies, and how we can live as better disciples of Christ. So we could continue about our business, or we could make the proper changes that we do need. So Jesus is telling us to clean our hearts, to clean our souls, to look at how we live our lives and choose to do better, to make ourselves clean, to declutter our lives, and get rid of obstacles that are keeping us from being holy. So one of the things that we all need to work on is to let go and get rid of unnecessary distractions. We're all so distracted, are we not? Maybe you're distracted right now and wondering, when am I going to end my homily, okay? So we need, look, let's look at our distractions. Technology is a big one, isn't it? Our cell phones, myself included. Social media, Netflix, YouTube, overcommitment. Sometimes we're so busy doing so much that we're not doing anything well. So Jesus is telling us this Lent on this third Sunday, what do you need to refocus in your life? What is keeping you so busy or so distracted that it's keeping you from growing as a disciple of Christ? If you spend an hour a day watching YouTube in 10 seconds of prayer, we got to look at that, right? But we're all guilty of it. Jesus is, you see that he has righteous anger in this gospel. His anger is because he sees great injustice. That people are choosing to only look out for themselves and not those around them. How often do we have a chance as disciples, as good people that you are, to do something? And we choose not to. We all have causes that we're passionate about, whether it's racial injustice, the unborn baby in the womb, feeding the homeless, visiting the sick. But we all need to do something. So what are you doing to help your brother and sister in need? Maybe it's somebody you're living with. But what Jesus is telling us is to wake up and just try to do something. And finally, Jesus is telling us on this beautiful third Sunday of Lent to strive to get rid of sin in our life. And as Catholics, where should we strive to go to frequently to get rid of sin? The sacrament of? Well, about 15% of you said confession. But I know you all wanted to say it, did you not? Confession is such a beautiful sacrament, especially during this Lenten season, where we get to encounter the love, mercy, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and be reminded of, despite our shortcomings, God's love for us never wavers. He meets us where we are. He loves you for who you are. The confession is so important because it keeps us on track. It keeps us clean, so to say, spiritually. So, my friends, we spend a lot of time cleaning our homes, cleaning our cars, decluttering. Now's the time to do that in our spiritual journey. I hope and pray between now and Easter that we're hearing confessions for 3 hours every Saturday, however long it is. But don't cheat yourself of this beautiful opportunity to grow this Lent. So, my dear friends, Jesus is asking us to clean our lives, to do better. And I know that each and every one of us can do better because I see the good in you. But more importantly, God made you in his image and likeness. And he knows what the good that we're all capable of doing. So don't sit back when the chance comes to help somebody and you're able to do it. Help those around you. Go to confession and get rid of those distractions that are keeping you from prayer. So with 4 weeks from Easter, 4 weeks from today, how is our Lord asking you to declutter your life? What is he asking you? What is that is distracting you? Let's bring that to our Lord right now and really use this beautiful season of Lent to refocus on that which is important. So how are you going to declutter and de-stress your life this beautiful Lenten season?